This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jackson County, Missouri versus Jerry Hardy Stamps, decided February 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Jackson County, Missouri. Respondent, v. WD87106, Jerry Hardy Stamps. Opinion filed, February 25th, 2025. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri Honorable Jason M. Howell, Judge Division 1, Gary D. Witt, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge and Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge Jerry Stamps appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Trial Court, entered after a bench trial, finding him guilty of violating a Jackson County ordinance prohibiting disorderly conduct and ordering him to pay a $1,000 fine. Stamps' disorderly conduct conviction stems from events occurring at the Civil Records Department in the Jackson County Courthouse, where he berated and threatened county employees for not providing him with information he believed he was entitled to under Missouri's Sunshine Law. On appeal, Stamps argues his conviction should be reversed because the ordinance is unconstitutional on its face, and the statements he made were too protected by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. One, finding Stamps waived his constitutional challenges, and even if he had not, he would not prevail on the claims raised in this appeal, we affirm. Factual and procedural background. On August 26, 2022, Stamps was charged by uniform citation and subsequently by information with disorderly conduct for using profanity and threatening sick to follow courthouse employees after leaving their job in violation of Section 5531 of the Jackson County Code, the ordinance. In pertinent part, the ordinance provides that no person shall provoke a breach of the peace by committing any of the following acts: A, use threatening, offensive, disorderly, abusive, or insulting language, conduct, or behavior. Stamps was tried in the Jackson County Municipal Court, in the fall of 2023. He was represented by counsel during the municipal proceedings. The municipal court found Stamps guilty of violating the ordinance, and counsel filed an application for trial de novo on Stamps's behalf. See per 479.200.2, RSMO 2016, in a case tried before a municipal judge without a jury, the defendant shall have a right of trial de one. The First Amendment, applicable to the states through the 14th Amendment, provides that Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech. Virginia v. Black, 5 and 38 U.S. 343, 358, 2003. The protections afforded by the First Amendment, however, are not absolute, and we have long recognized that the government may regulate certain categories of expression consistent with the Constitution. Idiomer 3. Novo, before a circuit judge, or upon assignment before an associate circuit judge. The defendant shall file an application for a trial de novo within 10 days after judgment. 2. A trial de novo was held on April 1, 2024. Stamps appeared pro se at the trial and has since represented himself in this matter, including on appeal. 3. Jackson County, the county, presented the testimony of 4 witnesses at trial, 3 employees of the Civil Records Department, and a deputy with the county sheriff's office, all of whom worked at the county courthouse. The witnesses testified that on August 19, 2022, Stamps arrived at the Civil Records Department seeking information relating to Missouri's Sunshine Law. The employee working at the window, employee, was unable to provide Stamps with the information he requested, and she contacted her supervisor. Supervisor told Stamps they were unable to provide him with the information he sought. Stamps berated and talked down to employee and supervisor and filmed his interaction with them. Stamps returned to the Civil Records Department a week later on August 26th, again filming his visit. Stamps was more belligerent and used profanity. He was yelling at employee, berating her, calling her names, calling her a bitch. Employee 2. The concept of a trial de novo reflects, as the name implies, a new proceeding in most respects, and in a criminal or quasi-criminal case, it is a new prosecution. City of Raymore versus O'Malley, 527 SW3D 857 862 Moab WD 2017. The trial de novo proceeds as if no action had been taken in the municipal division, and as though the case had originated in the de novo court rather than in the municipal court. Idiots at 863. The accused enjoys the presumption of innocence, the prosecution has the burden of proof, and the previous conviction in the municipal court is ignored. Id. The de novo court does not sit as an appellate court to consider alleged irregularities in the lower court. Id. 3. According to a motion for continuance, Stamps filed prior to the trial de novo, his attorney had